At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yep, main story time, Rated R Safety Show. And I think we need to talk about it because I definitely have not talked about this. Do you know what it is? I guess it's blatantly obvious, and I probably should talk about it because I don't hardly ever do these. But today, as we are hanging out, we need to talk about some of the motives of the things that we do. And here we are on episode 1105. And let me tell you, if you've been holding on for your breath for a grand revelation, some miraculous out of nowhere moment where the universe just fixes safety problems for us, you're going to be waiting a long damn time. Because I think sometimes we're just not in tune with reality when it comes to certain things. So today I want to cover a subject that's going to be kind of weird, but bear with me because that's kind of what I do. So because today we're going to talk about Deus Ex Machina and safety. Have you ever heard of Deus Ex Machina? That's the magical thinking, last minute hero solution, the absolute fairy tale nonsense that gets shoved down our throats when companies realize that we're about to have a very, very bad day. No, seriously. So kind of bear with me through some of this. Now, for those who have a skipped Latin class, I want to explain this to you. Deus Ex Machina literally means God from the machines. Back in the day in the Greek theater, if the story got too messy, they'd have some god literally lowered into the stage with a big-ass crane, solve everything at the last second, and boom! Instant happy ending. No consequences, no accountability, just done. And let's see. If that doesn't scream corporate safety culture, I don't know what does. I know some people are not going to like that. That's okay. But here's the problem. Safety doesn't work that way. And yet, we see this exact kind of thinking all the time. And you know what I'm talking about, because this is exactly where we kind of work. But here's the problem. Safety doesn't work that way, and yet we see exactly the kind of time of everything about people thinking, oh, this time it's going to be different. So let me kind of give you a breakdown of what I'm talking about exactly. The company has ignored hazard reports for months. And then yet, we see the exact kind of thinking, well, hold on, and then yet, we see the exact same thing. They slap one of those policies like Band-Aid and call it a day. You know, we all of a sudden see these same things, these hazard reports for months, and then an accident occurred, and then it's like, oh, here you go. Let's just Band-Aid that together. A worker dies in a confined space because there is no rescue plan, but suddenly the new safety procedure shows up, and as we were always part of the plan. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking out of different things here. Some executives pretend that the AI-powered safety app that we're going to get this week will revolutionize hazard protection and prevention, when in reality, the only thing being revolutionized is the stock options. I know, a little rough. So let's be clear. Real safety is proactive. It's built into the culture, but it's not a last-minute thing. It's not a Hail Mary. It's not save the day, save the moment. So some people are going to be like, well, I need some real-world examples. So let me hit you with some of those. In 2010, Deepwater Horizon, the BP oil spill, remember that? There was movies about it and everything. The biggest environmental disaster in U.S. history. 11 workers died. Millions of barrels of oil spilled into, at the time, the Gulf of Mexico. And here's the kicker. There were years of warning signs. Multiple system failures, red flags everywhere, but instead of actually fixing the issue, BP relied on what? A blowout preventer. A single mechanical device that was supposed to be the last line of defense. You know, the safety miracle, if one could call it that way. That would save the day, except it didn't. It didn't save the day. Because when you rely on the last minute fix instead of real safety strategies, you're playing Russian roulette with people's lives. Now, let's bring it a little bit closer to home. How many have you seen this at your workplace? The company invests in some flashy safety innovation but refuses to hire actual safety professionals. There's a near miss and suddenly management is scrambling to roll out a new training. But there's never addressed the root cause of what's going on. A worker speaks up about an unsafe condition, and instead of fixing the problem, they're sent to retraining so they can learn how to see safety differently. Seriously. So let's talk about that. There are just different flavors of Deus Ex Machina. The belief that some quick fix solution, some last minute intervention will magically solve the deep-rooted safety issues. But here's reality. There's no shortcuts to safety. You don't get a magic button. You don't get a divine intervention. You get what you build. Like, seriously, you really get what you build. So what's the takeaway? What do we do instead of waiting for safety God to descend from the rafters and fix everything? Why don't we do these few things? Kill the reactive mindset. Stop waiting for something to go wrong before taking action. Put safety where it belongs, in the hands of the people who actually do the work. If your frontline workers aren't involved with your safety process, you don't have a safety process. It's not that hard. Ditch the gimmicks. Seriously, ditch the gimmicks in safety. Safety isn't about fancy technology. It's about fundamental and get those right first. Hold leadership accountable. If the only time your executives talk safety is after an accident, that leadership is a failure. A failure. Not a workforce problem. So at the end of the day, safety isn't about some theater production where God swoops in to save us, you know, the safety gods. It's a discipline. It's a commitment. And you're sitting around waiting for the last minute miracle to occur. You're already too late. Seriously. So that's it. That's the main story. There are no safety gods. There are no miracle fixes, just hard truth. And what makes you uncomfortable is good. This means that we're getting somewhere. And that's the problem, is that we need to involve other people in the process. And it doesn't just need to be a commentary. It's supposed to make you feel uneasy because there is no Deus Ex Machina in safety. But then again, what do I know? I'm just the guy here behind a microphone, aren't I? I mean, isn't that what's said? I think it is. Seems that way a lot of the times.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.